Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our latest episode of Pwn Stars. Das Booty. I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Will. Today we're going to talk about the controversy of over-sexualization of characters in video games. Is it truly that big of a problem? We're going to try our best to not sound like sexist pigs by the end of this, but I'm pretty sure Josh is definitely going to fail. He even said challenge accepted and immediate failure to be followed. For those of you that don't know, Overwatch had a controversy before it even released. There was a petition made in regards to a specific pose from one of the characters named Tracer, or as Ryan likes to call her,
T-Racer,
where she had an over-the-shoulder pose that showed off her assets a little bit better than most other ones. I find it kind of odd due to the fact that Widowmaker still has the exact same pose.
And skimpier clothing.
Way skimpier.
At least Tracer has proper body proportions and is not purple.
Spider.
I'm a little colorblind, so somebody verified that she is in fact purple.
Yeah, purple, light, dark blue.
I would say lilac.
Gay. Okay, so
you're done.
This is actually a major problem in a lot of video games. A lot of people think that they're doing it just simply because they can. And, well, the real question is it? We will get to that. However, first we're going to start off with actually discussing the game itself. We have probably combined well over 400 hours in this. Ryan plays it on two different systems, and I'm pretty sure he's close to 300 on his own.
That's true.
So, let's get down to brass tacks in regards to the game itself. Taking controversy aside, this is a phenomenal game. It came out pretty much out of left field. Nobody really saw it coming except for beta testers. I mean, you could find news of it everywhere. And
Blizzard fanboys and girl probably see that coming out. But, you know, just off the road, run-of-the-mill FPS players, no idea what they were getting into.
And Josh is silent as always. So,
I'm just waiting for my moment.
He's a star, ready to shine.
For those of you who have never actually played Overwatch, it's a combination first-person shooter, combination MOBA, without the direct hatred of both of them. Spawn camping is a bare minimum, just because spawn camps continually move. You always will have a Reaper being a jackass sitting outside your spawn. But there's really nothing you can do about that. They normally don't last very long. You know, Winston comes out and punches them off the map.
Yeah, that is true. Multiple times it happens. In regards to the spawn camping thing, you know, with everything, the spawn's always being pushed. The only time you'll ever really see official spawn camping is when if you're playing the objective-based one where you have to get the device to the end of the road, they're camping their spawn just to make sure they can't come out and stop them from moving it. I mean, it's not like Call of Duty or Battlefield where it's like, oh, they're taking objective A or B, let's run there and just sit there and just shoot them as soon as they spawn.
Thank you, Josh, for that commentary.
You're welcome. Glad I could help out.
You're the best.
I know.
There are multiple objective modes. One is capture the payload and then move it across the map. Very similar to Team Fortress 2 in moving the damn stupid cart. That's another episode we'll deal with later.
Then they have a capture the point type objective game. Lower spawn times, respawn times. You just have to hold the point for 100 points. And then after that, goes on to the next round.
Anybody who is familiar with Battlefield, it's basically conquest mode, except there's only one point you have to hold.
Yep.
Which does make things a bit difficult, because that means the entire team is in one goddamn spot.
I would actually relate it to King of the Hill.
Hold the zones
until you hit that 100%, and you win the round, on to round two.
That would be more of an accurate representation of what capture the objective would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going off of Team Deathmatch or Conquest. Those are pretty much the most played.
Yeah, that's true. Not for us. We play Domination.
We play everything.
We play everything.
Yeah. Just because you're into Dominating doesn't mean anything right now.
The Dominator, Ryan Lampe.
Patent pending.
In his kinky leather outfit. So, yep. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, I'm just wondering what you've been doing since I've been gone.
No, you're the one who left for 4 days. Wouldn't you like to know?
Butt stuff.
Knew it.
So, I figured you'd be upset that I'm cheating on you.
I don't care.
Anyways, we're kind of sidetracked from the actual topic here.
Overwatch itself. That's pretty easy to get distracted.
Yeah. Okay, back to subject. Overwatch as a game, what is your take on it?
Being somebody who actually, you know, massively sucks at shooters.
We weren't going to deny it.
But I was expecting a little bit of a verbal beatdown.
Not this time.
As somebody who's not actually good at first-person shooters, I thoroughly enjoy it. There's enough diversity that I can find characters that I enjoy playing and that I've gotten surprisingly good at. Even with the whole, I get shot in the face all the time when they're trying to aim at Josh.
That's happened quite a bit.
It's true.
So, as a whole, considering I've put probably more time in it than I have most games, it is a rather enjoyable game. I do like the character diversity. The objective modes, although they do get a little old, they do change quick enough that it's really not that bad. And you're never going to play against the same team twice unless you stick around in a lobby with jackasses.
Well, and with the game, in terms of diversity and everything that it comes with, like you said, you're not going to be in the same game unless you stick around. But, I mean, even then, like, the levels may be the same, you may have the same objective and everything, but no one ever plays the same. If you've watched in their Major League tournaments that they've done, even the people who play the game constantly long enough to get into those things, they never play the game the exact same. It's a game that's constantly evolving. Levels might not change, but the way you learn and the way you adapt to situations is always changing. Because you might be good at killing this guy playing as Bastion, as Pharah. Next round you go through, somebody's playing as Bastion, mercs you every single time. You never find a person who plays the same way they always that the next person played. Which is a good type of shooter, unlike Call of Duty and Battlefield. If someone just runs around with a stupid sniper rifle and just sits there and uses quick scopes to kill you every 5 seconds, that's all you're going to ever run into when you're playing against this guy.
Yeah.
Whereas Overwatch, you have to adapt and change. And that's where the character diversity comes in. It forces you to use a different weapon instead of just choosing which one you want. Each person has different abilities, so you're going to have to adapt and change to your playstyle.
Josh, your thoughts?
There are a huge amount of character choices. What are they up to? 18? 19?
I think Sombra will make 19.
Okay. So there is no shortage of characters. There's bound to be someone you like, all different play styles, depending upon who you're going against. You'll probably have to change your character like 3 or 4 times in a single match, which I'm sure we've all done that numerous times, except
yep,
Will,
times.
Mr. Junkrat.
I do change Lucio. Characters.
Junkrat and Hanzo, my bad.
I said Lucio. He goes to Lucio every now and then.
Well,
usually we're playing with Hondro, so we don't have to worry about healing
at that point.
Yeah.
But with all of the characters, all of their vast differences in playstyles, you will find something you like. Whether it's something you're going to be able to use all the time, that's to be determined. It depends upon the enemy team, your map, everything.
The fact that nobody on your team is choosing a goddamn healer.
Yeah, that multiple songs around that one. Can't Stop the Healing, my favorite.
Yeah, there's a... That's probably the biggest problem with the game, is nobody ever wants to heal. If you actually find somebody who's a healer in your party, make sure they're not partied up with somebody else. You can see a little dash between the icons that tell if they're partied, because you're never going to get a heal, just that person is.
And for the love of God Almighty, people, if you are playing an objective-based game like Overwatch, and you need two of the same damn hero to win a match, May, quit. Just quit. You take the fun out of it for everyone else. There's 19 characters now. Choose someone different. You're bound to be just as good with that character than you are for the same freaking character that your buddy who's in the same party with you has.
Well, actually, Blizzard decided to take care of that for us.
And I love it.
In competitive mode.
Nope.
No.
Quick Play 2 now.
Fantastic.
They have another section beyond Quick Play and competitive that has all the brawls in it. It has... You can choose as many of the same person as you want, but in your standard Quick Play is one hero limit. And that was the best part about competitive, but our team balance was so weird that we always got put up against people that were, you know, like ranked 800 higher than us.
Well,
so
let's face it, really people who play competitive are sweaty tryhards. You can hear the sweat dripping from their mic. Because all they do is sit there and play competitive all day long as the same goddamn character, and then they rush to that character as soon as that character's selection screen rolls up. It's unbalanced, because I was ranked platinum, was it, the highest
yeah.
one? And then two of my other mates were ranked gold or silver. Yeah, our balancing was unbelievably terrible.
Like when we had three people in the top 500 and then three newbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some fun.
And then, yeah, not even kind of.
Yeah. There is one thing I'm going to miss in regards to the one hero only selection. And that was that team that decided they were going to try to beat us with six Reapers. And that didn't work out for them. And then they went six Soldier 76s. That didn't work out for them. And then they tried six Mays, and that really didn't work out for them. All they did was lock themselves in a room.
And then, after that, remember, don't forget, they also tried all Genjis. Then we had two Bastions, and the rest of you were freaking Winston, so, or Zarya, so they couldn't deflect your shots back at them. Which was the best part. If you gotta use the same character to win, I go back to it because I just had two matches last night where this guy, who was level 725, he had 7 stars and he was a level 25, and his buddy, who was a level 16, they both were playing Mei. We lost multiple times because that sweaty tryhard 725 was carrying his teammate the entire time. Normally I wouldn't care, but when you're trying to take out two Meis standing right next to each other, ice wall, oh, you're screwed. You can't get around it, and there are other ways, but you have to be working as a team. All I'm saying is, Blizzard shouldn't have had to implement this system to make sure that the competitive was fair. It makes the game boring, it makes it bland, just like friggin' Call of Duty, and Overwatch is its own game. Why are we trying to make it like another game that is clearly failing? What was it, a 3.2 on Metacritic?
Yeah, that's not a good sign. I mean, pretty much all of its sales came from the remaster you could get of Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
I mean, people were excited for that. They weren't excited for the new Call of Duty. Although, I have to admit, I always do love their commercials. Okay. The commercials are always seem to be like the best part of Call of Duty.
This one with Danny McBride and Michael Phelps, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, talk about a weird freaking pairing.
Yeah, for real.
I haven't even seen this commercial.
The Olympic swimmer.
I know who Michael Phelps is, asshole.
Well, you don't know who people are.
I don't know people, but I know Michael Phelps.
We're delving too much here into Overwatch as a game.
Yeah, let's head on over to the actual controversy itself.
Yes.
So, everybody's freaking out in regards to this stupid character pose. Now, I can tell you this right now. The character poses last for a whole whopping 5 seconds between the ends of matches.
Unless you have the sit emote, but it's just them sitting.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no point to even make a big deal about it. The biggest problem in regards to over-sexualization of characters is, does it actually fit the game? I mean, I'm not talking like Dead or Alive here, where it's just bouncing boobies everywhere. That's the whole premise of why people buy the stupid game.
Or BMXXX.
Okay. That's not why BMXXX. People buy that game. It's actually a pretty decent fighting game. But different story
at the
time.
It has a very interesting counter system that actually makes it a little bit more fun than most fighting games. However, everybody knows it for boob physics.
That's true.
That's just the label it's gotten, Josh. Sorry to tell you that.
You're right. I won't defend it any more than I know I shouldn't.
You should just admit defeat on this
one. I'm doing it.
On this one.
Next time.
And it's in multiple games now. I mean, there's games that don't have it. We'll use, since it just came out, Skyrim Remastered. No matter if you play as a male or a female, the armor looks like the same. It's just shaped towards the female body instead of the male.
And there's
body.
No breast slider.
And there's no breast slider.
I was so disappointed at that.
The only time that you could get different shaped clothing or skimpy looking clothing for your female characters is with mods. Which, I mean, granted, people have been wanting mods on consoles for years. Thank you, Bethesda. Now, it's just making it to where they can do that if they want, but it's not in the actual product. So when people make this up, it's because they have their dirty minds, not Bethesda.
But the main thing is since we're discussing Overwatch, we'll start here. The over-sexualization in Overwatch, I have to say, is part of the game itself. They're not trying to make them sexy and skimpy outfits. That's just how everything is. Every single character, even the male characters... Like, Soldier 76 is, like, 800 years old.
He's 76.
I don't think he's actually 76.
We'll just say he's 76. He's got gray hair, white hair, whatever. He's 76.
76.
But he's still a badass, buff old dude.
Yes.
Reinhardt.
He was modeled after Clint Eastwood, actually. Not Reinhardt. Soldier 76.
I can actually see that.
Soldier 76 was modeled after Mr. Clint Eastwood.
I can... Never again look at him the same way now.
Thank you. You are welcome, 100%. Clint Eastwood is a badass. Anyways.
Yeah, but now I'm just going to picture Soldier 76 talking to a chair. But every single character in that game, aside from, let's say, Winston, we're not going to talk about the giant chimp in regards to sexualization of characters.
Or the robot.
Well, Bastion.
Well, not just Bastion, but Zenyatta as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at Genji. You know, the android of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Why does the robot have abs?
Why does he have such a nice ass?
I try not to look at it, but now that you put it out, I'm like imagining those green dots going like a six pack. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, you're right.
Or Lucio, as Josh said earlier, with his like 27 abs. That makes no sense.
He is just unnecessarily ripped.
And he's a bean sprout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 4'3".
He's like a skeleton with muscles. There's no body fat on him. He is jacked to all hell. And he just rides around in rollerblades.
I'm pretty sure his hair weighs more than him.
Probably.
Yeah. His dreads.
I'm not going to say Reaper. He's fully covered. But I mean,
that's like the only character.
Well, he's supposed to basically be Grim freaking Reaper. Mm-hmm. So
he's got to be. I mean, he's got no physical form.
Yeah. Hanzo. Yet again. Ripped to all hell.
And half shirt. Coming down the side, you can clearly see everything. And, you know, you go over to the female side of things. You ever watch those, like, funny play-of-the-game videos with D.Va? I'll use her as an example, because everyone does it with D.Va. Launch themselves up in the sky, hit their alt, then do the heart emote up against a wall so the camera zooms right in on their butt. The entire time. Same thing with Widowmaker when she does
Winky
it.
Face.
Winky face.
D.Va. Scrawny, little Korean chick inside a mech. I'm sorry, she's inside a weirdly shaped mechanized device, and she's a Korean gamer. Let's talk about realism here.
Yeah.
She's what, 19? And fights aliens in a mech.
Yeah.
With a skin-tight bodysuit.
With a skin-tight... Well, that's so it doesn't get caught in it when she ejects from it. That's my guess here.
Well, I mean, if you go to it and you go to the D.Va, the junk one, the junkyard one. She got that half-cut shirt that just covers her boobs. I mean, there is over-sexualization with the characters. We can't say that it's not there.
But you can't say that it's entirely just women in this.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's actually fitting in the stylization of the game, not just over-sexualizing a character itself. I mean, that is the game itself.
Yes, that's how they are. That's the animation style, it's the art style, that's how they wanted it to be. Leave them the hell alone.
I mean, we're not talking about, you know, that other Blizzard game that everybody knows, you know, with the chainmail bikinis. I guess archers are just firing arrows at their boobs, and they're distracted by the armor, and that's why it has such a high armor value.
It's their evasiveness. It keeps raising.
I still don't know what game we're talking about right now.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, I never played it.
What's that? Is that a disease?
Can you go into detail for me here?
It's syphilitic herpes. That's what it is.
Yeah. So, it's that itch you want to go away, but it never really goes away. So you just keep on scratching. Well, it's because you've never played it.
Oh, okay.
If you played it, you would understand.
I'm
probably not now, because you've played other better MMOs. But, I mean, you can look at that Blizzard game being this one, but there's multiple MMOs out there that have this crap. You can buy the male has a full plate of steel armor. Can't see nothing. His entire body is covered. You go over to the female, the exact same armor. Just it's a breastplate and that's it. There's no stomach guard. There's her underwear showing when she has plate guards on. Instead, it's just like around her legs.
I'm pretty sure Elder Scrolls Online and Final Fantasy XIV are pretty much the only real exceptions. I mean, male and female. I mean, there are female specific, but that was like the bikinis for a summertime event.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. And well, I mean, that's even with my character. Yeah. I have the coral breeches.
Yep, that's what it is.
So, I mean, my character could just run around in a pair of underwear, just do whatever the hell he wants. But that's not my armor.
That's
Am I going
the
to
setup.
Battle with that? I'm screwed.
Well, you can modify it so that is your armor, but that's the player doing it. That is not the game itself.
Yeah, that's not them going, you know what? I'm going to make this person look sexy.
I mean, the best way to describe that is my little tiny healer is running around in a dress.
Yeah.
Totally a dude.
Totally a dude.
Right. And it still has yet to be proven. You two got married.
That's true, we did.
Oh, by the way, you were already married.
By the way, we lost our plot of land, by the way.
No, we did not.
Oh, did someone get in and save it?
I called Ben the next day.
Okay, good.
He took care of it.
Good, 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 good.
It gave him an in-game notice about it.
Mm-hmm. So, gotta keep it going.
Not all MMOs are guilty of this, but for the most part, the fantasy genre itself.
Some of the free ones, I would say, for most part. The free ones are going to have horrible about it. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, there are also the ones that have the booby slider.
Well, not just that, but, like, the free ones, they're the pay-to-play or the pay-to-win games. So, I mean, you want the eternal chest plate of blocking or whatever the hell it'll be called in one of those games, and it's, you know...
And it's nipple clamps.
It's $2, but all it is tassels. Booby tassels. You know, that's all it is. But, and that is... What the game industry is trying to go towards in these types of games, because they want you to buy their crap to just have fun playing the game.
But yet, those games don't have petitions against them.
Yeah,
Overwatch did, and it made absolutely no sense to me.
Well, who made Dungeons and Dragons? We'll put it that way. The Dungeons and Dragons game, Neverwinter, is what it was. We played. Who made that?
You know, that's a good question.
Don't even
exactly.
Remember.
Who made Overwatch? Yeah. Who made Overwatch?
Wizard.
It's
your answer
coming
is right
down
there.
To the size of the company.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If it's a well-known company, people will break all hell out over it. If it's something that no one's ever heard of in their life, who cares?
We'll go back to the previous
episode. Let's bring up an MMO company that has, you know, put out a crap ton of MMOs. I mean, they're not exactly super popular, but they are somewhat well-known. They're well-known for being crap, but they are somewhat well-known. Turbine.
Yes.
Dungeons & Dragons Online, Lord of the Rings Online.
Oh, okay.
Those are their biggies.
Okay.
They still didn't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the outfits are the same, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there might be slight...
It'll be like...
Slight texture design changes.
We know your character is a chick, so it's going to have a boob outline on her armor. That's about the difference, just so you can tell apart, because there are many avatars.
What's a female? It's mostly going to be one has a small waist, one has a big waist.
Yeah, done. And, you know, as he was talking about the bigger the company, yeah, they did put out a lot of games, but not a lot of people play those games. I mean, Lord of the Rings... flopped. That's why it's free to play now. You get games like what was it? World of Warcraft. God, I can't believe I blanked on the name. You get World of Warcraft. That is a subscription-based game. It is one of the largest companies in the world for video gaming because everybody has played a Blizzard game at least once.
I have an argument for this one.
I'm saying go back to previous episode.
Online.
And what did we talk about with Rockstar? Hot coffee. It's another thing that had a ginormous controversy about it because someone found the coding and said in the hot coffee mod. So, I mean, if it was the Turbine who made those games, do you really think people would have noticed?
Probably not.
Exactly. And, you know, yes, ZeniMax and Bethesda for, you know, Elder Scrolls Online, but...
Flop!
But, I mean, they didn't have a secret hot coffee mod locked away in their game already. So, I mean...
It might have sold better.
It might have sold better, yes. But, I mean, you look at it like that, is what I'm saying. Like, the bigger the company, obviously, the more attention it's going to get. Mass Effect, same thing. The whole sex scene right before you take over, destroy
Saren. That's a totally...
But that's what I'm saying.
That's sex in video games. We'll talk about that
later. Yeah, that's later, but I'm just saying. It's... You look at the company, that's where you're going to see it.
But...
The controversy was not warranted, is where I'm trying to get with this whole conversation. Not at all. Nobody should have cared about the T-Racer booty. It is stupid, and they didn't even fix Widowmaker about it. They left her the exact same, and
it's the exact same pose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exact same pose. It's just she's, instead of doing like a spin around giving you a peace sign, she's just looking over her shoulder with her gun at her side. But it's the same thing. Why didn't you yell about Widowmaker when it came up? I mean,
probably because the argument was used, she's purple, what part of realism are we looking for here, people?
She acts like a spider.
Or... her spine is shaped to the point where she shouldn't be able to move. Tracer at least looks like a human being.
Yeah.
An annoying one, but that's not the point.
Cheers, love!
What, you don't like the Cockney accent?
I don't. I just want to
get in a serious case of deja vu! Honestly.
One of my favorite characters cannot stand the voice. I just want to punch her in the face every time I hear her talk.
It's a lot. She's one of the most overzealous characters in the
game. She just will not shut up.
Exactly.
A lot like me, most of the time.
Except tonight, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm tired-ish.
Well, the biggest thing in regards to this is that it was not warranted, people. I mean, the male characters are just as sexualized as the female characters in regards to this video game. I mean, there are plenty of video games that this is, in fact, an issue. Yet again, dead or alive, whether the gameplay is, in fact, really, really fun. Sorry, booby physics.
Oh, yeah.
And again... look back on it. It's Blizzard. Everybody loves the game. It's one of the highest rated games to come out this year. it's still the controversy. People love Dead or Alive. Not a goddamn word spoken. Maybe back when the game started first coming out and they started adding the booby physics to the extreme, there was something. But not, they're still the exact same models that they were, if not just bigger and better because it is newer graphics.
But there are other games that they have been attacked for this, where it doesn't make any sense at all. I can think of a prime example, Bayonetta. You look at Bayonetta, and you can understand why people were having a controversy in regards to this.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody brings up the fact that she was created, completely designed, and completely modeled by a female creator. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, they weren't playing off of that. It just kind of went along with the whole thing in regards to it.
Bayonetta is the one game I have ever played that made me feel
dirty.
Dirty, uncomfortable, but
you didn't feel dirty after Senran Kagura.
So
No, I felt dirty after Senran Kagura too.
Okay.
So, but Bayonetta was one of those games that I enjoyed playing because I actually did enjoy the story. It felt a lot like older games that I have loved, but a lot of it just seemed unnecessary. I mean, her outfit's made out of her hair.
Okay, so it is the game. I've never played Bayonetta, so I was about to ask if that was the one where she's a witch, and her hair is her outfit.
Her hair is her outfit, yes.
Yeah, and the better your combos get, the more of her hair she uses in her attacks, so she starts wearing less and less.
Okay.
It never actually reveals full nudity, though. No, still makes me feel dirty.
Most games don't.
Well, I mean, now they do.
Well, we're talking cutscenes. We're not talking like the vast majority of the game.
That's
not going to pass by the
ESRB. Some games do.
Such as?
You've got some parts of The Witcher. If you look at the Saboteur.
Yeah, the Saboteur with the nightlife add-on.
There was a part in Metro Last Light.
Apparently I didn't get that far.
You did not. You would know exactly what I'm talking about if you did. Worst waste of.
Outlast.
Yeah, Outlast.
The two dudes with brothers. The penis. Yeah, the Penis Brothers is they're called. Yeah, I mean, they're there in-game. They're there in-game.
And then you have the full Penis DLC. That's what Dante's I refer Inferno. To. I've never played Dante's Inferno, but...
Did either of you beat Dante's
Inferno? Stories. Are you talking about Lust?
No.
No, we're talking about
Lucifer.
The dick demon.
Oh, Lucifer himself. I was talking about Lust, who pulled monsters out of her boobies and threw them at you.
I'm referring more to the avoiding his secondary weapon, that massive club.
His penis. And then you've got Duke Nukem.
Can you expect it's from Duke a game Nukem. Where you walk up to still, a toilet, still, there's a turd in the toilet, you're talking, you can pick it up and throw it.
There's still nudity galore in it.
Yeah.
But
there's a reason when we all worked at GameStop, none of us would actually, you know, sell that.
To kids that wanted it.
Or parents of kids who wanted it.
Like, the lady who brought in her 11-year-old and was trying to buy them, what was it? Saints Row 4.
Saints Row.
I'm like, there is a picture of a purple dildo bat on the back of this game. I'm not selling this to you.
Saints Row the 3rd. It would have been the one.
Oh, it was
the third. Mean you weren't, none of us were at GameStop by the time the 4th
game. That was one of three games we refused to sell. That, mm-hmm. Duke Nukem, and The Witcher.
Yep.
Because, sorry, we felt morally obligated not to do that.
Yeah.
We are actually good people. You just don't know it.
I have a kid sister, a nephew, you've got a kid, you've got kid sisters, and we all have Tristan. So, morally, we feel obligated not to let people buy these games for their kids. You wouldn't let your kid watch it. I don't play those games while Tristan, while Lane is awake, or even when Emily's around. Like, I quit playing GTA when Emily comes over, because even though there's no nudity in it, there's still some stuff in it I don't want her to see. So, going back to it, it's there.
Yeah.
It's just not as blatant in most cases.
So, when it comes down to sexualization of characters, I agree. Yes, it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem.
Do I think it's a problem with Overwatch?
No.
Hell no.
Hell to the death. Das Booty should have stayed.
Like, the petition to remove that pose, and when they did it, they made another petition to remove the guns from Overwatch. Which, that made me laugh hysterically.
That was a spoof off.
Oh, well, I am well aware. I still signed that petition.
We're going to beat people to death with hugs and kisses? Is that what we're about to go to?
That's pretty much what they wanted.
Family-friendly fun time. That's what they advertised it as.
Well, I know a lot of families that play Overwatch together, so, I mean, it's still family-friendly fun time.
You're wrong. Like, I read this, and I'm like, they want to play Splatoon?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that game.
Exactly.
If you want family-friendly fun time, go play Happy Wars.
No, because that's still pretty violent.
Yeah, but the buff spell put somebody in a carton of orange juice as
that
their
was
extra
the lock
armor.
Screen on my phone for years.
You know what we should do then? Is just remove every game that's rated M, or we'll have something like this, and we'll all just play Overcooked for the rest of our lives. How about that? That's what this is going towards. People are causing controversies for big name companies because their Christian families, sorry to single you out, don't like their games.
Well, the biggest problem with that is the ESRB.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have become so strict, and I really think we need a remodeling of it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
There are, like, Skyrim. Why is that rated M for mature?
Blood. Blood and violence. Okay, so on the back it's rated M for blood, violence, science fiction, language,
alcohol.
And alcohol abuse. Or alcohol and substance abuse because of SCUM. So, I mean, it's got five things, and those warranted rated M. I could see the alcohol abuse. I could see the SCUMA, or the drug abuse, that I never freaking take part in because I'm too busy getting my smithing to level 100. The blood, okay, I could see that, but it's just blood. The language, I heard bastard once the entire story mode. And what was the other one? Science fiction, like, fantasy? What game isn't fantasy anymore? For real!
I mean, it's to the point where things need to be altered a bit. When it comes to the sexualization of characters, I believe that does need to be part of the ESRB.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're... entire goal is to make your enemies naked to the point where there's lights covering their naughty bits, Samurai Kagura, then, yeah, I would say that warrants a rated M for mature.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to violence, the violence in Skyrim, until they put in the death animations, weren't anything.
No, you would shoot someone, they go, and just fall over.
Like, cool. Very comically. I mean, it's not like... I've been shot! It's the worst actor in the world just falling to the side going,
it's not like in was it the Holy Grail, the Black Knight? Yeah. Oh, it's just a flesh wound! Still swinging a sword, hopping on one leg.
Yep.
I mean, we're not talking about...
I've seen more violence
people.
In some PG-13 movies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that should be the big one in regards to it. In language, like you said, it says bastard. What, you heard it once?
You can drop
two F-bombs in a PG-13 movie?
And it still be PG-13.
I don't even think I've heard
maybe it's just
a single damn it, bastard, anything
do
in
the,
all of Skyrim.
Do the storyline when you're inside of the Elmar Dominion, what is it called?
See, now you're
embassy.
Just saying words I don't understand.
Elmar Dominion.
So when you're doing the main story, main quest line, you have to infiltrate
the people
in the
fancy armor.
The elves. You have to infiltrate the elves.
Okay.
When you go in there, there's a guy who's talking about a bottle of wine, and she says, "Of course, damn it," or "You bastard," something along those lines. That is literally the first time I was able to make it out. Why? I'm entering a new area. These people are over here talking about what I'm supposed to do next with the quest. I don't care what they have to say, because it's going to pop up in white letters. I'm looting the place.
Well, not even that. What? I mean, you have games that are far worse in regards to that. Like, one of my personal favorites, Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm was fantastically good.
If you chase, I will shoot your dicks. That is an actual line, followed by, shoot my dick? What does that mean? I'll shoot your dick! Mind you, he's talking to a chick. That's probably the most mild part of that entire game. Yeah, for the language of that game, it warrants a rated M.
Yep.
Or Voss, Far Cry. Sorry, some rated M there.
Oh, hardcore M
just
for Voss. He was crazy.
Bit. But... you can't play most games unless they are rated M these days.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes parents really angry.
Yeah. I mean, there are...
There's nothing like hearing that ESRB speech over and over again when you're trying to buy your kids a game.
Yeah.
They should be allowed to just say, is it really that bad? I'm like, just so you know, people, if you go to GameStop or a video game store and you're trying to buy a game for your kid, if it is rated M, they are required to give you a little spiel about this is rated M for mature by the ESRB. I have to get your permission in regards to this. This is not them being a pain in the ass. I'm like, this is them avoiding getting fined. Because I think it was $5,000 for the person who doesn't say it and then $25,000 to the store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You could literally put a business, put a place like that out of business with one foul swoop.
Yep.
And the problem is when 95% of the games are rated M for mature, you're going to hear it a lot, and you're probably going to get annoyed by it just as much as, are you a power-up member?
Now, there are games out there that aren't rated M for mature that are fun. I mean, I mentioned Overcooked as a joke, but that's actually a pretty fun game.
No idea what you're talking about.
It's a, you're simulating cooking for a monster instead of ending the world. It's a spaghetti monster. So, and yeah, it's a weird game. I watched one of my favorite YouTubers play it. That's it. But, I mean,
I can't say anything. I love playing Cooking Mama Cook-Off.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's almost just like that, but you have to manage a kitchen, and it's fantastic. And it's not rated M. So there are games out there that are fun, but a majority of the kids that play games these days, Call of Duty fanboys, you're getting that rated M for mature.
Okay. Look at every popular game that's out there. Call of Duty. Battlefield. Titanfall is really big right now. I mean, it didn't do so well because it sat literally between Battlefield and
Call of Duty.
It's going to do great now, though.
Deus Ex.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can even use Skyrim Remastered as another one.
Skyrim.
I know we keep going back to it, but that's because that's like a timeless classic now. People may hate Skyrim because it's not like Morrowind. I get it. It's completely different compared to Morrowind. Still a good game in its own right. And it's still rated M for mature.
Wow, we really got off topic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think we're just going to change this to an ESRB podcast. But definitely, sexualization, it needs to be reined in a bit. Some games do it just to try to make sales. And it doesn't make sense. It's like, I don't really care if the main character is female with giant boobies. Because I could just play Gears of War, where I'm playing a dude who has giant boobies.
4,000 calories a day.
Yeah. Quick question in regards to that. It's a post-apocalyptic environment. Where are they getting all that protein?
They're eating their dead enemies. I don't know.
We'll go with that, because that's the only logical explanation.
Well, look at the regular people. They're all, like, scrawny, disheveled, and then you have the Gears, which are giant.
Like, I need a triple XL, and that's not because I'm fat. Kind of guys.
I need a triple XL. Make it a muscle shirt, please.
Yeah. And you go back to it being simply just girls.
Why? Because I'm Coltrane.
Or simply female characters. Ooh. Again, we go back to it like we did with Overwatch. It is not just female characters as well. Because we're guys. We can't do a official, unbiased opinion about guys when it comes to these games. Like, oh, he was super sexy in that game or something. Because I honestly can't say that about a character.
Well, Josh can. He was talking about Genji's butt earlier.
That's true. Hey, that's true.
I can appreciate a good-looking dude's butt, animated or not. I don't care.
But
that's why you like The Ranch.
Yep.
Like Ashton Kutcher.
It is not.
Josh just did the oh yeah nod.
And winked a little bit.
It's not just female characters. We can get there's females in our lives that can attest to it. They'll be watching it. Oh, he looks hot. Or that's a little much for that character. Something like that. It's not just female characters that have the issue.
My stepdaughter's grandmother swoons every time her son plays Assassin's Creed 4. Edward Kenway.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Josh.
And I know exactly where this is going. That wasn't a mm-hmm. I swoon too.
I mean, there's Assassin's Creed's another fine example. You don't really see busty barmaids frequently.
You can. If you go out of your way, that's about it.
But yeah.
But you have to look for it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, when you're playing Assassin's Creed, the only way you're going out of your way is because, one, you have a wanted level, you see a wanted poster, which was implemented, or, hey, look, there's a mission I can do before I get to the main storyline mission. That's the only time you go out of your way in freaking Assassin's Creed.
No, that's not the only time. Ooh, that ship has something I need. Stupid ship combat.
Oh, I was talking about Assassin's Creed as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, there's only one that has full-on ship battles. Yeah. It's getting a little out there.
It's getting a little ridiculous on both
ends. I can understand game creators wanting to sex the game up a little bit because sex sells. It's like, it's how it's been for now, it's how it's been forever. Sex sells. And usually,
why do you think Scarlett Johansson is a successful movie star?
Exactly. And most of the time, you see it, since das we're guys, booty. What do we notice? We das notice booty. The females. Das booty. We notice the females because we're guys. It's not because we're pigs, like women would have you think. No, it is because we are guys. It's what we do. It is programmed in the extra chromosome we got. Okay?
It was specifically made with that in mind.
Yes. So, that's what we see, and it is literally not as big of a problem in Overwatch, which we were going to from the beginning, as everybody made it out to be. It was not a problem whatsoever. I can understand females getting mad in games like World of Warcraft when, again, the male gets a full chest plate and then the chick just gets a brassiere that's made of steel. I can understand them getting mad at something like that, but, I mean, it's out there for everyone, not just
it's males. It's people overreacting for the sheer fact of trying to get a reaction out of other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is anymore. That's all anything on the internet is.
Fucking millennials. Yes, I dropped the F-bomb. I don't care.
We have a disclaimer.
Neither do we. So, fuck it. Okay, that's enough fucks for one episode.
Oh, wait. ESRB. We have to get ready to for mature now.
God.
Okay.
Damn.
Go ahead, try to say the F word.
Fuck.
Beep. Oh, wait, I was a little off.
Oh. We want to try it again?
No.
Okay. I forgot what I was saying. No, anything on the internet now is just out there to get a rise out of somebody because it always has and it always will. People think it's funny now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to keep doing it until everybody decides to grow up and be like, wow, that's stupid. Why am I still thinking about this?
Definitely the general consensus is people just overreacted.
People just want to hear themselves talk. Or, in this case, type. It's literally all it is.
At this particular time, I have one thing to say in regards to anybody who thought that this was a big deal. Quit being butthurt!
I'm triggered. Okay.
Grow up.
How dare you assume my gender.
Ryan, grow up.
Jeez.
Grow up. Just like everybody else needs.
Okay, so we're going to step away from this. Officially step away from this. I mean, we've kind of bounced all over the goddamn place.
It was needed, though. I mean, we can't talk about the over-sexualization of characters in a video game without bringing up other games. I mean, choosing Overwatch was the prime example because it's the latest example of over-sexualization. It's been around for years.
Well, it's not the latest example of over-sexualization. It's the latest example of people getting massively butthurt about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, there's been more since.
It's been around for years, and guess what? Probably still going to be around until we do exactly what you said, go back to the drawing board, and redo the ESRB. Because, honestly, stupidest system in the world.
I'm pretty sure at this point, game developers are just trying to see what they can get away with.
It's got to be.
That's honestly...
The biggest example, we brought this up already, was Duke Nukem. They dumbed that game down only as far as they needed to make sure it didn't get an adult-only rating.
Mm-hmm.
They even admitted that. I mean, it's Duke Nukem that's, you know, people were expecting it.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
And if you weren't expecting it,
you totally shouldn't have been buying.
You're an idiot.
You should have been thinking about spending that $60 on a different game when it came out.
Oh god, I regret paying $60 for that game.
Didn't you pay more because you got the statue?
Oh yeah, I did buy the collector's edition.
Yeah, you sure did.
That itty bitty statue. That's another episode.
Yep, we're gonna save that for another time because it's multiple things.
Alright, so we're going to step away in regards to the controversy about, you know, boobies.
boobies and booties. Not there. Okay, I'll accept it.
We're going to go to simply stuff we're playing now. You know, just general discussion. Right now, all of us have been playing the hell out of Titanfall 2.
And in the meantime, you know,
Skyrim.
Of course.
Skyrim.
Say it right, Skyrim.
It's 11-11-11 all over again.
Except it's I'm still not swooning even 11, over the 11, game. 16.
Yet.
Why are you the way you are?
Because I like to be a downer.
Why do you do the things you do?
I like to be a downer.
Anyways.
Hey, Debbie Downer, knock it off.
Titanfall, fantastic. Screw Call of Duty. Screw Star Wars. I mean, oh, sorry. Battlefield 1.
I've heard it both ways.
Titanfall is where the money is. Screw the rest of those games. Titanfall is phenomenal. It brings in it even made me love the fact that I can buy weapons to get a better weapon than the next person. And I freaking hated that in Call of Duty.
Well, the biggest advantage is you can't actually buy the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, you actually
when you rule play when you game. Rule that out, it's great.
Oh yeah.
And the best part is you can find a niche at what you're good at. Like, for example, Josh is an amazing foot soldier. Ryan is very well-rounded.
I try to go more towards the support, like helping the guys out, but yeah.
The thing I'm best at is taking down the goddamn mechs.
You had rodeo before I even did, and I was a higher level than you because you quit playing to go to bed.
Wait, there are mechs? I've been playing wrong the whole time?
Yep. You gotta prepare for that Titanfall, bro.
I still don't know what that means. What is a Titanfall?
It's where your mech comes out of the ground.
I know,
ground.
I'm just playing on that foot soldier thing.
Comes out of the sky. I love the animations with the game. Like, if you're like me and you are well-rounded in the game, you don't just stick to one type of weapon or one type of, like, suit ability. You try to do it all. I love the grappling hook because if my Titan landed 40 feet away from me and I'm able to get that grappling hook to him, I get it, and then depending on where I'm angled, my Titan will just reach out, grab me, throw me in, and then boom, there we go. The animations on it are fantastic. The graphics, it's a beautiful game. And the combat is well, for the most part, well balanced.
The movement is absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The movement system in that game was beautifully done. And it was well done in the first one, and they went all out for the second one.
I'm going to say this, though. Do you know who made Titanfall?
I know it was the Call of Duty people.
Two heads of the best Call of Duty games sold to date. Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2.
That's two games. You said the best Call of Duty game to date.
No, he said...
Best Call of Duty games.
He said games. I heard games.
Sorry.
My bad. I don't pay attention to you.
Best games to date, for me anyways, were Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 3 was good, but when Sledgehammer Games got a hold of it, it changed it completely, which was fine because it was still a good game. But the two best Call of Duty games, in my opinion, are made by the same people who made Titanfall. I would expect nothing less out of them than to make another game that could be better than their originals. And it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. I didn't think I'd like it as much. In fact, the reason I didn't buy it right away when I had the money at the time was, I don't know how long I'm going to play it. Love it.
I do something with that game and I don't do it with anything else. I play it without you guys.
I was going to say, actually play it?
Yeah. Well, not actually play it, just play it without you guys.
It's a really weird feeling.
Yeah.
Not being able to join a party with one of your friends for some reason, and they just play anyway. It's like, what the hell? You never do this.
And the best part about it is a lot of people will look at it and go, okay, you can get a mech. You're just going to wreck house.
No.
No.
I am living proof that that does not happen. I will destroy your mech without being in one quite easily.
You get Will in
very,
the game?
Very well balanced.
Or you can look at that one mech that you and I just completely obliterated together, and he was so confused on who to attack, we killed him in like 5 seconds.
And you guys were as foot soldiers. You weren't even in your mech at the time. I mean, me and Josh have done it too. It's, you get that battery, that Titan's fucked. And that's what you specialize in, is getting that battery.
Battery and get it in somebody else.
You get Will in this
like
game.
Conceptualization.
You get
so
Will.
That's on track.
Prepare yourself. I got something for your hole.
You get Will in this game, and he'll get that battery. And that dude that you're fighting he's gone. I can't tell you how many times I've survived a fight because he snuck up behind them while they were too focused on me, took their battery, and I just completely obliterated.
Just see me flying through the air with a grappling hook. Yep. Like, I got this.
And that was one of the biggest things that people were, you know, saying, oh, you get to fight mechs, it's going to be really unbalanced. No.
Yeah.
Not even sort of. I could take a Titan out just as fast on ground than I would inside a Titan itself.
And it doesn't, and every single one of them has their own stats. And that doesn't matter. I mean, there are certain ones that have certain advantages against foot soldiers. There's one in particular that's only good against other mechs.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is very, very well balanced. You're never going to be not in the action. You're never going to be 100% useless, even if you suck like I do.
It is pretty terrible watching him try to play.
Unless
we're not even going to get started with Battlefield.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, I'm sorry. Clear! Okay. We'll give something.
Medic Simulator 2017.
If it's Call of Duty... There's no medic in Call of Duty. I'm useless. I can put down amazing cover fire. I can make sure you have ammo. Or I can make sure you stay alive. Killing the other people, not so good at.
That's what I'm for.
Correct.
I mean, what are you good at? Being a distraction. That's what you're good at.
Go ahead and look at all those kill boards in Call of Duty. Yes, we still play it. We hate the game completely, but when you're bored and you have very little choices, you gotta go for it. So,
talking about Battlefield, the good shooter.
Oh, the good shooter. Yeah, I'm useless in Battlefield. All I do is distract people. That's literally my... And piss my teammates off. That's literally the only thing I'm good at.
What, your mouth?
Yeah, I'm the guy that sits by the jets, waits for you to take off, and blows up the C4 as you're trying to fly away. I'm that asshole. And I don't do it on purpose, it's just I get really bored with it. I love Battlefield to death. I'm just not good at Battlefield.
Well,
Battlefield. The realisticness in the guns is what throws me off. I'm used to Call of Duty. I'm used to Titanfall. I'm used to, you know, all these other games.
You sure about that? Titanfall has bullet drive.
Not as heavy, though.
Yes, it does.
Some of those guns have some pretty serious.
I wouldn't know because I always use mid-range weapons, and I get there. I hate the snipers. Absolutely despise them. I refuse to use the snipers because they.
What's that one, the dual impact or whatever?
The double take?
Double take. Yeah. I hate that one.
I
how is that even a sniper rifle?
I don't know.
I will not use snipers because I'm terrible at them. And I've always been terrible at shooting. I can't use a bow in Skyrim because I'm terrible at aiming. The only time I can use it is if I'm sneaking. Because then I know I can't miss. So
until this last playthrough, that's the only thing I ever... It didn't matter what I did. If you're like, I'm going to play a two-handed, heavy armored tank. Ooh, a bow.
Ooh, a bow.
Ooh, I'm going to sneak.
The Nightingale bow. Well, I figured it out.
I'm always a thief, no matter what. I just like stealing stuff. It's the only way I like, can enjoy playing Skyrim.
Okay, so let's step away from Titanfall, because I'm pretty sure we can rant about that for about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Much more time.
Skyrim. Still amazing. The graphic boost is great. Next week, I actually get to see what it looks like 4K. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited.
On Xbox, mod support is fantastic. On PlayStation, it's not going to be as good, because you can only use vanilla textures and all that as resources for the mods.
I went through the mods, and they're pretty impressive.
I mean, it's still impressive, yes, but it's not going to be
as impressive. The Xboxes are going to be...
I don't use them because I want to platinum it again. And well, that's not me being a trophy whore.
It is him being a trophy whore.
No, oh no.
No, because
this
is
Skyrim.
I plan on 1,000-pointing that bitch as well. Because I couldn't do it on the 360.
Because it's Skyrim. It gives you something to focus on. Because it's so easy to lose focus in Skyrim.
And literally, with Skyrim, all you have to do is do the game. And you get the trophy. You don't even have to go out of your way to get most of
these. Fighters Guild, the Thieves Guild, the Dark Brotherhood.
Companions. Fighters Guild is gone. Companions.
Guild, sorry. You do the College of Winterhold. You do the Thieves Guild.
And you play the DLCs.
And the main story.
Done. That's, you got the achievements.
Yeah, because the other stuff is like...
adopt a kid. Marry someone.
100,000 gold.
Buy a house. I don't even think that's enough.
It is.
Is it?
It is. Have 100,000 gold on you.
That's right. I have that one. Because
I cheated. It's not going to be that hard to do. I mean, eventually you're going to run out of shit to buy.
Well, and if you get your speech high enough, you can invest in businesses. They'll have more money. You can sell them more shit. And then the prices are better. Boom. 100,000 gold right there. Or you could just do what I did and just cheat and just steal from Yorlan Greymane.
Alchemy.
Yeah, that's true.
The higher your alchemy, the more the potions are worth. And when I ended up finishing it back on the 360... I could easily make a single potion that could wipe out the 1,500 gold a shopkeeper had.
Mm-hmm. Fair. And the game is, like we were saying about the achievements, the game is literally one-sided when it comes to those things. You can literally just play the game if you do everything. Unlike Josh, who just says Thieves Guild. But now you're actually...
It's true.
I'm actually really proud of you because you are still playing Skyrim. By this time, 2 years ago, when the Ogma Infinium glitch was still around and I showed it to him, you could literally insta-level your character to max. And all it took was you had to get to level 15 first, get the Ogma Infinium, and then you could glitch it. Me and him did it. We got our skills to max level. He quit playing it after a week.
Cheaters.
Not even a week.
Not even a week.
Cheaters.
He's still playing it to this day.
Cheaters.
Which is awesome.
When it first came out, I played it maybe 3 days and quit because I finished the Thieves Guild and considered myself done.
Yep.
I have one more game that I would like to talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, you might step out of the conversation for this one. World of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
My God.
Everything about this game, all the advertisements, made me think I was going to hate it. I despise Chibi. For anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's basically miniaturized, super cute. You're playing Funko Pops.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
That's the best way to describe Chibi.
This game is... It is nostalgia heaven for any person who actually enjoys the Final Fantasy series. And I'm not talking, like, just the well-known ones. I mean, one of the summons is a Final Fantasy XI character.
Mm-hmm. Yshtola?
Shantotto.
Oh, Shantotto.
Yeah,
that's it, yeah.
Yshtola's 14.
Never mind, I'm an idiot.
You can Everything about this game is... It was designed for fans.
Oh, yeah.
It is not designed for somebody to just simply come in and enjoy. The story is very intriguing, to the at least where I'm at. It's not just a fanfare game. Everything you run into makes it look like one.
Oh, yeah.
But the game itself, it holds its own. And they're expanding on it even further. I mean, they're having Sora come in in a later DLC for Kingdom Hearts reference. I'm really hoping you run into him with Donald and Goofy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
To the best of my knowledge, Disney has given the go-ahead on that.
Yes.
I mean, it's Disney and Square Enix. So
well, like, hey, Kingdom Hearts 3 is around the corner.
You made hundreds of thousands off of our title, off of our name. Why don't you help us out a little bit? This isn't Marvel. This isn't freaking Lucasfilms. This is Square Enix, bitch.
Square Enix, the company that everybody thought was going to fail and always bounces back.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
with Final Squaresoft, Fantasy, Tomb
Square
Raider,
Enix,
Deus Ex.
The well, same company. It's just they changed their name.
No, it was Squaresoft bought Enix, so they became Square Enix.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody thought it was going to fail, but obviously they're doing something right.
A little bit of trivia for people that don't know. Does anybody know why it's called Final Fantasy? And there's so many, so goddamn many of them.
Because it's a never-ending story?
No, Will, why?
Really, Josh?
No, I know, but... No, Will, why?
I don't know. Tell me.
Final Fantasy was the last hurrah of Squaresoft. Basically, they were out of money. So it was literally going to be their very final game. And they made a generic fantasy game that, you know, the RPG system, I mean, at the time, I think it was Ultima was the only real RPGs you could get that people actually knew. And they were going bankrupt. So they just came up with a super generic fantasy game called a Final Fantasy, their final hurrah. And that game alone saved the company. Which is hilarious because 20 some odd years later, Final Fantasy 14 saved the company again.
Yep.
Because, well, the first Final Fantasy 14 failed so bad that they lost millions.
And they completely demolished it and rebuilt it from the ground up.
Which I thank them for that because most of my fond memories with you guys is playing Final Fantasy 14.
They took a chance on a director that really hadn't done anything. And he completely transformed that game and made it insanely popular. I mean, I tried logging in a couple months ago. I was still having to sit in a queue.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you're going to get that with these types of games. And they have a new DLC rolling around for Final Fantasy 14.
I can't wait.
Which, that is the only, that's when I'm going to restart my subscription. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that it's a boring game, which is why I quit. It's just there's so much crap coming out around this time that I literally could not afford to keep playing Final Fantasy.
I'm currently trying not to laugh because Ryan was trying to stress his point by leaning towards the computer, which is not near the microphone.
That's true. I was looking at the computer because I was thinking about Final Fantasy. But anyways, it is not a game that, you know, you just stop playing just because you're bored of the game. There's so much stuff you could do in it. And granted, it can get boring from time to time because... I don't
know,
MMO. If you're like me, you find grinding tedious and boring.
Yeah, it's an MMO. Eventually, you run out of stuff to do.
That's what makes the game, though, is the grinding and everything and like that. So, like, I was trying to get my upgraded weapon, but I had to go do this. They said it took like 500,000 gold or gil, whatever the hell it's called, just to upgrade it to the next level. I was like, shit, you think I made the money? I ain't got that. I'm too busy buying new armor shit.
Oh, it was cheap when we left.
Well, yeah.
Nowhere near that cost.
What did it start off as? Like 5 million?
Yeah, something like that.
And then
I think when I priced it out, when I started doing it, if I bought everything, I was looking about 8 million for one step.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you were to go back and redo that
About 400,000 for that same step.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just everybody got to the point where they can actually make the stuff.
It's dropped in price. I take a look at the new Final Fantasy DLC. Hopefully. I mean, he kind of hinted towards it with the Scarlet Witch t-shirt.
Red Mage is
my favorite Final Fantasy job or class, however you go for it in this one, is Red Mage. Because these guys stopped playing 11 because they got bored due to one of our friends. And
I enjoyed that game until somebody decided they were just going to power level us, and I'm like, oh, there goes all the fun in this
game. There goes all the fun. And you know, when they stopped, the Red Mage was the only class that could handle itself. Because it could heal itself, it could teleport, it could do all this by itself without having to rely on someone else. And that's why...
I beg to differ on that.
Well, I mean...
Dancer.
Okay, Dancer which was is legit.
Which is another
Dancer potential. Was legit. I love Dancer. Dancer, Samurai, Red Mage. All of the ones that people want with this next DLC, I love those classes and jobs. And that's why I'm super excited to go back. Of course, in order to get them, hopefully we don't have to do the final steps of faith. Because that's going to suck.
We will, but at that point, everybody's going to be so overpowered, it'll be PSK.
Oh, true.
You guys talking about your favorites, just punch me in the face. That's what I'm good at.
Hey, you stupid.
Look at me.
Wait, yes. I'm just looking forward to, I could be a punchy healer? Instead of just, I have to stand back and not get squished.
No, you can't be a punchy healer. I won't let you.
Fine, I'll stay back and not get squished.
You're going to have to use your globe.
Yeah.
I like my globe.
You're good, keep globe. It up.
But yeah, so games are playing now. I will go back to Final Fantasy as soon as that DLC drops.
Oh, definitely.
I will be buying it. It will be pre-installed before it even hits the screen. So I will go back to it. It's just, again, I'm playing Skyrim right now. I'm playing
Titanfall.
Overwatch, Titanfall. I'm still playing Overwatch again on two different consoles.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, in Destiny, I still play Destiny on the Xbox One, not so much on the PS4 because no one plays that anymore either. But
I got bored of it again already.
Yeah, I mean, I still play a bunch of different games. I don't have time to start something up new or something that I want to, like, take myself away from the reality of a 40-hour work week and a broke father who's living on my couch. I don't want to think about that. That's why I play Skyrim. That's why I play.
But you could have a broke Josh living in your basement like I do.
Well
I mean, at least he's not taking. He's not taking up your 4K TV now, is he?
That's true. Oh no, the 4K is in the bedroom.
Exactly, the 4K is in my living room.
And I think it'd be pretty weird if I was in your bedroom.
Well, I didn't expect my dad to live with me. I just don't have space to put my consoles in my bedroom. Otherwise, I would.
He does a pretty tiny bedroom.
But that's just it. The games that we're playing are fantastic. I love playing Skyrim. In fact, I was so happy for daylight saving time last night that I got an extra hour to play Skyrim before I went to bed because I had to work in the morning. I mean, it's those types of games that get me dragged in. Now, granted, Skyrim's 5 years old now. Still enjoy it just as much as the day I got it.
I am playing it more than the day it came out.
So,
but of load times mainly.
Current suggestions. If you enjoy RPGs, check out World of Final Fantasy. First-person shooters.
It's all unanimous here.
Don't live off the hype.
Go
try Titanfall.
Battlefield 1, just too boring. Call of Duty, well, it's boring now.
And see, and even I played. I started a free trial for EA Access,
mm-hmm.
so I could play Battlefield 1. I was so bored, and it's not because it was so boring. It's because I've already played this game. It was called Star Wars Battlefront, which released the year before.
Which was fun for a little bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We had tons of fun with Battlefront there for a while. But I mean, it's
talk about a game that got boring, though.
Yeah. And because we didn't play the normal modes, and it's because they were boring from get go. The only mode we played was
Hero Hunt,
and that's only because I loved playing as Han Solo. I didn't even care. Han Solo is the best character in Star Wars overall.
You're not gonna get an argument with that. I have a dog named Han Solo.
Exactly. So I mean, I loved Han Solo. I got tons of captures of me shooting people with this power blast. It's just I played Battlefield already, and it was in the form of Star Wars. Good on you, DICE, for going back and not going futuristic like Call of Duty. I respect that. Change your game. Make it look different. Don't make it look the exact same as the game you released prior. That was your downfall. And people out there can argue with me about it, but I'm telling you right now, in my personal opinion, I don't care what you have to say. It is Star Wars. It 100% is.
Let's see. Fighting games. I really don't think there's been anything that's come out.
Tekken's
coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
I think there's another Street Fighter coming out, too.
No, there's not. One just came out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention to the
Street Fighter's been out for a while. King of Fighters came out a couple months ago.
That's right. King of Fighters is probably what I'm thinking about.
If you're looking for a good action game, I highly suggest Deus Ex.
Yes. It's been out for a couple months now.
It's going to seem like a shooter, and that's just... If you only play shooters... You can turn that game into a shooter.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my problem.
If you play sneaky, sneaky games, you can play it as a stealth game. Or you can just treat it like the shooter RPG it is, which I didn't think I would actually enjoy that as a new genre.
But it's good.
and
Borderlands.
Syndicate was really fun. And
When it worked.
And it's the reason I'm not good at Metal Gear Solid. It's the reason I'm not good at the first, the second Deus Ex game, Human Evolution, or what was the second one?
Invisible War.
Yeah, Invisible War. No, not the first. Second.
What was the third then?
Human Revolution. No, there was another one after Invisible War.
Yeah, because it was for PS3. Human
Revolution.
I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, I couldn't play it because I treated it like a shooter. Back then, all I was doing was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I tried to do that. I couldn't sneak it without getting caught at all.
I suck at sneak games. I do. Ask him when he watches me play Metal Gear Solid. He probably cringes.
I cringe up like crazy.
Because I cannot play stealth games. I am used to going in, shooting your face off, and then running around and shooting.
You cannot play an espionage game?
No, I cannot play espionage games. I mean, I'm learning a little bit from Josh about those types of games. He's taught me a lot with Metal Gear Solid because that's what he plays. But I'm just not good at it.
Any other suggestions? I mean, we cover first pursuit.
I mean, no, that's action. Basically the ones to play now. There are ones coming out, but they're not out yet, so I'm not going to give you a, hey, you should get this, without me actually having played it.
Yeah, we're not going to hype up any game that we haven't actually played.
No. We've learned our lessons from Kingdoms of Amiesnor.
Amiesnor?
Yeah.
The game that bankrupted a city.
The game that gave everybody... What's it called?
Narcolepsy.
That's it. The thing I have.
Hardcore.
Shut up.
Okay, so this has been officially our first aired episode of...
Pwn Stars.
Thank you, Josh. I keep screwing it up, so I have to have somebody else say it.
I almost screwed it up when you pointed at me.
So, thanks for listening.